Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick, and we go now to Puerto Rico, where the Federal Emergency Management Agency says today is the last day for its emergency deliveries of food and water for the people of the island. It's been 133 days since Hurricane Maria hit. FEMA officials say supermarkets are now reopened and people have access to goods. Overall, FEMA's provided more than 30 million gallons of drinking water and 60 million meals to the island since that hurricane struck. But an estimated 1 million people are still without power in Puerto Rico. Nearly 120,000 don't have access to clean water. And on Tuesday, the Puerto Rican government signaled it was unprepared for this decision from FEMA. Juan Justi Cordero is a professor of Caribbean history at the University of Puerto Rico, San Piedras. He's in San Juan.
The basic framework is the lack of power still in a large part of the island. I mean, that's the kind of the starting point for any kind of policy discussion right now, and it's about 30%. It was supposed to be a lot less than that in terms of people still not having power. It was supposed to be around 5%, and it's still around 30%. So that has many implications in terms of what people's needs are right now. That's the ongoing permanent topic of discussion here. You turn on the radio and it's people calling in. My area doesn't have electricity. There's still areas of San Juan that don't have electricity. A lot of adjacent municipalities that are part of the San Juan metropolitan area are 50% without electricity. And a lot of pockets inside San Juan that are just unexplainable. So it's a very complex situation still with electricity. And some of the government agencies, federal and Puerto Rican, seem to live in another world, really.
So to the extent that Puerto Rico is still short on clean water in some places, maybe food distribution in other places, Professor, you're saying that the lack of power is really the source of all of it at this point.
Everything depends on it. Everything depends on it. Where people don't have power, they don't have refrigerator, they have problems in storage of food, they have to spend money on gas and then mountain roads going to get food at a market. Or if they have to spend money on a power plant, that's less money that they have on hand. Just in terms of the family budgets, it's a huge problem. There's still also some water plants that are not functioning. So that also hurts the water supply in parts of the island. The distribution of water still remains an important area of relief, even more than food. You often hear people say that it's even their biggest need is in many areas is still water, even more than food.
So then what do we know about FEMA's decision to end food aid and water aid now? They say commercial providers are in good enough shape for the things that FEMA provides, that FEMA is essentially now redundant. Is that their argument?
Well, even it's harmful, you know, it's hurting the market economy because according to the FEMA chief in Puerto Rico, to the extent that FEMA distributes free water and food, that's less money that people are spending in commerce, and that's less money that's going into the Puerto Rican economy. That's one of the most amazing arguments I have heard. Really, it's kind of otherworldly. It's a neoliberal argument, I guess. The market economy is always right, and anything that interferes, even emergency relief, is going to be frowned upon. Really kind of a continuation of older arguments about relief being taken advantage of by people who aren't really needy. Well, now we're hearing like a new version of that old argument. It was also a surprising announcement. It just came out of the blue. This was not a deadline that had been announced by FEMA. It took even the Puerto Rican government by surprise.
We reached out to FEMA for a comment on this issue, and here's what they told us. They said, the commercial supply chain for food and water is reestablished and private suppliers are sufficiently available that FEMA-provided commodities are no longer needed for emergency operations. FEMA will continue to support the government of Puerto Rico's needs as they are identified.
The most stunning remark by the FEMA director, Alejandro de la Campa, in Puerto Rico, the FEMA's director in Puerto Rico, was he said, the reality is that we just need to look around. Supermarkets are open and things are going back to normal. Is that their research? And where did they look around? San Juan metropolitan area, some of the larger cities. If they go to Bayamón, which is just outside San Juan and it's part of the metropolitan area, the mayor was just in the radio yesterday this morning. They have half of the population in Bayamón still without electricity, and that's part of the San Juan metropolitan area. The mayor is going out beginning today. He said he was tired of trying to get the island government to move. And he's going out today to set up utility poles, set up cables, and with municipal employees, with former power authority employees who are retired. And they just got tired of trying to coordinate a kind of municipal effort with the island government. And they're just going out on his own. And he's part of the party in power. And he's just going out on his own because he says, I have half of my municipality still without electricity. And that's part of the San Juan metropolitan area.
Well, it sounds like FEMA, in your view, Professor, has not communicated effectively with the island government there. The Army Corps of Engineers is still on hand. At this point in disaster recovery, these many months later, and everything the island has been through, how would you describe Puerto Ricans' relationship with the federal government at this point?
Puerto Rico was not one of the stories that President Trump chose to bring up last night, just a brief mention. I don't think that they would have Puerto Rico on such a plane of as part of us. And it's clearer every day that the U.S. does not regard Puerto Rico as an integral part of the country, as many Puerto Ricans don't regard the U.S. as integral to us either. Here, many people, many in kind of mainstream figures, press and so forth, feel that the U.S. no longer cares for Puerto Rico, no longer needs Puerto Rico for defense purposes, as used to be the case, or for public relations, or as a profit source, as a tax shelter, and so forth. That's all gone, you know, out the window. So we're just on our own.
Juan Justi Cordero, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Juan Justi Cordero is a professor of Caribbean history at the University of Puerto Rico, Rio Piedras.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.